with all three guys playing. And I sat back, and then at 15 minutes, you know, in the program, we find that there's going to be a press conference.
Yep.
Then we find out LeBron James took part in the shoot-around.
Yep.
And we knew they were going to play.
We did. We did know they were going to play. But you know what?
So, but,
hold on. Continue.
So, yep. Shame on people.
Shame on people. So we continued. Okay, listen to the Line Up Lock show, and I'm freaking out. Not freaking out because by the end of the night, I only had one of these guys in my lineup, but it was all said and done. I was like, all right, you know what? I can take him out. No big deal. And I wind up putting in a man, Dario Saric, last night. Because, you know, even though he's in the start, he's getting the minutes. And
oh, yeah. We loved him with the injury last night to Ilyasova. We thought Ilyasova ended up playing a lot, but Saric was a guy that we thought would be big.
Exactly. So you said that, so I put him in. And only 4% of my pool had him. So last night, in my little cash pool, 100 people, top 50 make money, I came in first, Tony.
And you didn't have a good time.
No,
I gave it first. Numero uno, number
that's
one.
That's the most. That's one of the most empty feelings in fantasy. And it shouldn't, because you want to win, but we're human. We're like,
correct.
Oh, we could have got more.
We're greedy. We want even more.
Yeah.
I finished with a 338 last night.
That's a nice number.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So nice. I was pumped. I was pumped last night. When basically, it was all
you had to change your whole lineup, right?
I just had to make a couple of maneuvers because I didn't wind up with Harden yesterday. I know a lot of people put all the Cavs in and then Harden and Westbrook, and I just did not like how my lineup turned out like that. So I went with Westbrook, and then without Harden, I was able to get to not have the Cavs in there to get Batum and Fournier and Lillard, and it just looked better like that. So all I had to do was take Channing Frye out, and I took him out for Dario Saric, and that was it.
Wow. So that was good. See, a lot of people got stuck changing the whole line because they had two or three of those Cavs in.
Right.
And so they had left you scrambling the last half hour.
Well, that's how I felt the night before,
really,
Tony. That's how I felt the night before with Markieff Morris, where I was scrambling ass off.
Absolutely. Now, how do you feel about this Cleveland thing? I think the NBA got involved in this.
I agree.
Because
I 100% agree.
NBA and social media.
There was a press conference. There was a press conference, which, why would you have that at 5:30 Central Time, at 5:30 to announce these guys were playing, and then Tyronn Lue pouted by saying they'll probably play.
Correct.
At the end of having a press conference,
right?
And then they had to come out and clarify it. They tweeted out that they will play.
Yep.
So I think the NBA got involved, and I'm glad they did. This
totally.
You can't do this. This is an entertainment business. You can say what people can't tune into a TNT game and watch Russell Westbrook versus a D League team. You can't have that on TV when you're trying to promote your league. Basically, what you're telling that league is we don't give a shit about the regular season. This league is only for people that gamble on games and play fantasy sports.
We talked about this, right? Last time LeBron didn't even go to Memphis, right? We talked about this, and the fact was that this is not fair to these people. And then you got the TNT game, and this whole people sitting out thing became a thing when San Antonio, like, on a TNT game years ago, sat everybody
against the Heat,
exactly, against LeBron's Heat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they sat everybody, and everybody freaked out at the TNT game. And I 100% agree with you, Tony, that Adam Silver or somebody at the commissioner's office stepped in and be like, not tonight, this isn't happening.
Yeah, and I don't think it would have been a big deal if one of them were out, right? Why sit out all three?
Yeah.
I guess they were trying to make some kind of statement by sitting out all three. I wonder what the statement possibly could have been. But anyway, they didn't get a chance to make it.
And they were in OKC, correct?
Yes.
So it wasn't like it was a home game, obviously. You want to sit everybody out? No problem. Do it in your home game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which they won't, obviously, because they're home.
Yeah, so congratulations to whoever in the NBA woke them up. And there was actually even some speculation, which I don't believe this to be true, that LeBron James was going to use this to stick to Charles Barkley.
Get out of here. That's ridiculous. That's a conspiracy theory.
To do what?
To stick it to Charles Barkley.
I believe it.
Oh, stop. He doesn't make these decisions. Charles, you care about Charles Barkley?
You don't think so?
You think he's, I'm not going to play on TNT because Charles Barkley works for TNT? Get the hell out of here.
I think they wanted to put a stick in the eye of TNT Turner. I really do.
All right. I think it's extreme.
All right.
I think it's extreme.
I think some of the things you think are extreme.
Like what?
Before 10 o'clock, I'll let you know. You'll say something extreme
probably.
In the next 3
That's
hours.
That's probably true. Speaking of the Cavs, what are you, looking at yourself in the freaking mirror?
Yeah, I want to make sure I'm good to go.
What are you, we're not even on TV, we're on radio.
Still, it'd be women
people,
walking by and
people walking
yeah,
around.
What the hell is going on with you?
Speaking of,
your future's gonna walk by, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't make sure my swag is right.
You don't even wear a hat. You're not a winter hat. I don't
have Well, yeah, it's cold. It's 21 degrees outside.
Speaking of the Cavs, I just read this stat this morning. I told Corey that the Cavs have not won a second half of back to back all year.
Wow.
0-7 in the second half of back to backs. I didn't know that either. It was crazy. Like, that's pretty terrible. Good morning, Scotty.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, man. What's going on?
Nothing. Just, you know, sitting in a little subway delay, but caught some of the tail end of what you guys were talking about. And I saw an interesting stat about Russell Westbrook's triple double last night. And he's the first player since John Havlicek in 1972 to have triple doubles in. In more than once in the season against the defending champions. And, you know, you guys talking about, you know, the whole trifecta thing. And, you know, I saw a statement from LeBron during the day, or maybe even early yesterday morning, said, I don't want to sit out last night. You know, so that's like you guys were saying, you know, that's why you get lineup alerts and, you know, why you have to, you know, be on top of these things when you're playing on daily fantasy basketball. You know, it's whenever I play them on Daily Roto, if I'm not getting in my inbox, you know, you can actually, like, refresh the lineup alerts page. So that's good.
Well, to be fair, the sites did a bad job last night. If you got your
I didn't play last night.
I would have run the sites.
What are you talking about that?
I didn't play last night, so what I'm saying is I usually I found it to be pretty reliable, but I guess, you know, it's not 100% if that's what happened last night.
Every single site that gave fantasy advice last night until 6:30 had you at the top of their rankings, every Cleveland backup.
Everyone.
And it was a bad job by them because none of these guys were officially out.
No. They were not. You know,
I saw the report yesterday morning. It was like Tyronn Lue said he's considering sitting these guys out.
He said he'll probably was the word.
Probably. Like, probably doesn't mean definitely.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Right.
Editorial at rotoexperts.com.
So then after that happened, by the way, Tony, that, all right, these Cavs are probably out. It got me. Then I literally about 6:50, you see that Nene Hilario is probably out. I'm like, I'm not messing with this one again. Because I was like, should I put Montrezl Harrell in? Like, maybe that's a good start. Because you'll know he'll get minutes. But now I hear probably out. I'm not doing this.
Let me ask to this past point what Tony just said. Like, you know, how often have we seen this maybe over the last year or two where the sites are just like completely off on it? You know, what would you say the reliability factor is?
I've never seen that before, that they just took for granted that based on one coach's comment after the game that everybody in the whole industry ruled these guys out. I had never seen that before.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I came in saying, you know, usually it's really dependable. I'm sitting there hitting refresh on the lineup alerts. If I would have played last night, I would have been stunned.
Well, you would have won.
I waited till 6 o'clock. Yeah, I waited till 6 o'clock, and I was like, that was how I let off the lineup block show. I was like, you know, there's a chance. I haven't seen anywhere that these guys were there. And then we were trying to figure out, did these guys get on the plane? If they're in Oklahoma City, why go if you're not going to play?
Yeah, and you made the point about the shoot-around. It's like, probably if I played last night, I would have been refreshing lineup alerts. And, you know, because when I do play, I keep on top of everything until it locks. And so, you know, that's kind of stunning.
See, you got that was a good call, Sussman, on the Hilario thing. See, I knew he was going to be out pretty early,
right?
And I thought that meant Clint Capella, who had been playing very well, would be the guy that would step up, and he didn't last night. He didn't have a big game for him, and you saw Montrezl Harrell. I think Harrell's actually the best player out of that group of three.
I agree,
and he will be in the future. And but Clint Capella's been playing very well since coming back, so I thought it was a good matchup for him. He would have been the guy I used. I went cheap last night. And I used Okafor, who didn't do nothing.
You know, it's interesting because I really like Vucevic. From yesterday morning when we talked about it, through yesterday, I was like, that was the guy I really liked. And as I tried to fiddle with my lineup, and like, Saric was obviously the one I was concerned about. I was like, all right, I take him out, and I put in Ryan Anderson, then go with Capella and Anderson. I'm just like, you know what? If Vucevic's been my guy all day, nothing has changed at all to make me not like this guy. I'm not going to mess with this. And I didn't play Harrell. I didn't play Anderson. I didn't play Capella. And I wound up winning, like I said. So, you know, it was a good night for me DFS-wise, so I'm happy about that.
So does it make you change your strategy now?
right, now I'm going to put some, like, a couple thousand tournaments, that's right, and then I'll lose, and then I'll be all know it again.